כן, לס כמו ג'וסוו זה לאו בחד, סומר וונה דה, חורגטון, and it says, כי אין מחישים הם את שרמינה. That's right from this posik to the ratio of our Mishnah, that if an edech, it says you ate chalev, and you just keep quiet, you're not machish, so the locher is yichayiv a korban. Yeah, now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Meir, kal v'chomer. Meir holds a kal v'chomer again, where two edim say that he ate chalev, and the person himself denies it and says, no, I did not eat chalev. So Rabbi Meir says, so he's chayiv a korban. That's a kal v'chomer. If two edim are mechayiv yumiso, pshita, if they say, we saw you eat the shegeg, they know, they could tell that he ate the shegeg, so pshita is chayiv a korban. The question is, boil you my time with the Rabbanim. What's the reason of the Rabbanim? The Rabbanim and the Mishnah say no, that we believe what he says he did not eat. And really, the Mishnah says the reason is swore like a migu, because a migu could have said he ate it b'mezit, he ate it willingly, and he spotted him in a korban. So therefore, the Rabbanim said we believe him that he spotted from a korban. The question is now, my time, what's the reason of the Rabbanim? Mishum one swore is tam, the yodim nemo latzma yesu meish, a person is nemo upon himself more than 100 people. So he's never more than two edim upon yourself. The Rashi says the svar is if you messes bedvorim sheish bem kaporo. The question is now, if you really did the chet, you need a kaporo, you need a forgiveness. So a person knows about himself more than somebody else whether he really needs the kaporo or not. And if he says he doesn't need the kaporo, we have a right to believe him more than two edim, only a svar and a kaporo. Likewise, if you really needed the forgiveness, you wouldn't stop, you'd bring the chatis. Since you say now that you don't need it, we have a right to trust you. But this is like in Keneged Hashem, like if you need the Kapora, you wouldn't lie. Maybe that's the Rabbanim Svar, the Taka believe you more than 100 people. Or Dilma, maybe no. Really, Rabbi Meir is right. Really, we should believe the Edom more than him. But the reason why the Rabbanim say we believe him, I Dilma Mishum the Amrin and Migo. It's like a Migo, and like this. It's a new reason to believe him. Because Dibo Yom, if the person wanted to say Mezeris, he could have said, listen, true, I ate the Chalev, but I ate it the Mezer, it'll be Potter. If so, now that he says he did not eat the chaylev, mehemah, we also leave him a potter. He's also a potter. And as soon as later, the reason is because we say metatzin in the buri. We explain his words and we say what he meant to say lo yichalti means I did not eat it b'shegig, but he ate it b'mezid. So it's not really going 100% against the edim. He's like as admitting he ate it. Just this thing b'shegig, he says b'mezid, and that he's neman more than the edim. Mor says, what's going to be the difference between the two pshatim and the rabbanim? Lemifshit minei letuma. What's going to be a law of vilchus tuma? That letuma, Rashi says, could go in omru lein itameis. Two edim said you were tummy, and right away you went to the base of Migdash. And you say, no, you're not tummy. So the question is, do we believe him or not? What's the svara? The yamni thing to tell me now, tamay the rabbanim. The reason of the rabbanim is, mishum di yodim nemo alatzme yoysime yish, that a person is demon upon himself more than two edim. If so, then if two edim said you were tamei and you went into the base of Migdash, and you say no, you were not tamei, so again we'll believe you, because you're saying now you're potter from the korban, so negei to kapora, we believe you more than two edim. And if so, then the svar would be leishna wouldn't make a difference in tumah chadasha, leishna tumah yishana. So Mora says, what if that's the reason why the rabbanim say that you believe, because you're never more than miyaisa ish, more than 100 people? Then the Mora says leishna tumah chadasha. For loishna tumi yishana, it wouldn't make enough kamina whether it's a new tumma or an old tumma. Meaning to say that even if they said you became tummy today, and if you say no, so your mamish, you're disagreeing with the edim, still will believe you. But the yamin, if you're going to tell me that tamay, the rabbanon, the reason why the rabbanon still will believe this person is not because he's allowed to disagree with the edim, but mishum the yama migu, he, that we believe him with a migu as if to say he's not really lying. Is popular Rabbanim, that's the reason why the Rabbanim Patim is so Tuma Yishena. That will only be a good svar by Tuma Yishana. Means if the two Eidim said, you became Tuma yesterday, and today you went into the base of Migdash. So if you say back, Loin it to Mesi, you know what that means to say? Well, Taitra will explain your words and says that you meant to say you went to the Mikvah yesterday. Not that you're disagreeing with them, but you're just saying you're still not Tuma now, that you don't have a Bingo Korban. Why? Because you went to the Mikvah yesterday. Now, if you went to the mikveh yesterday, so today then, you're Torah, you could go into the base of Midrash. Aber betum chadosh mechayiv. Well, let's say the two edim said, we saw you become Tommy today. And you said, learn it's mace, then we would not believe you. Because if you say, learn it's mace, at most we could explain you meant to say you went to the mikveh today. Now, even if you went to the mikveh today, you're still Tommy to go into the base of Midrash till Harosh Shemesh, till the evening. that the Gemara explains, my time up. Tumi Yishona, if the Yadim said you became Tumi yesterday, then we believe you now with Amigo. Dibo Yoma Tvalti, that when you say Loinitzmeis, Mistam, what you meant to say was that you went to the mikveh yesterday. And therefore, Potter, is Kiyoma Nam Loinitzmeis, now that you tell us you're not Tumi, Potter. Why? The Ikulamim, we could explain and say, my Loinitzmeis, the Kummer, what did you really mean to say when you told us you're not Tumi against the two Yadim? You meant to say, Lo Yamarati B'tumos, I'm still not for my tumor, Elo Tvalti, but I went to the mikveh. So that's good, if you went to the mikveh yesterday, so today now you're Torah, let it go to the base of Midrash. Avol Tumor Chadosho Mechayiv. But if the two Eidim said that you became Tommy today, then there's no way to believe you that you're not Tommy. My time, what's the reason? To Chiyom Anami Tvalti, even if you want to say that you went to the mikveh today, still Mechayiv, you'll be Chayiv, you're going to the base of Midrash. To Yomru Le'edim, Hashtin Etmeis, that Edim said you became Tommy today. So, I don't care if you went to the mikveh today. You're like a Tful Yom. The din is, even though you went to the mikveh today, you're not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash until it comes the evening. So you'll still be Chayav Korban. So that's a nafkamina, in a case where two Edim said you became Tommy today. And you say, no, you're not Tommy today, so would the Rabbanim believe him or not? If you learn the Rabbanim holds down, we believe him more than two Edim, he'd be believed. If you learn, no, he's not believed more. Just because we metatzin and dibura, he would not be believed. So, my, what's the pshat in the rabbanim? So, Gemara says, Toshma coming here. It says, Omaloy Eidech, when Eidech says this person, it's me, she became Tomei. And he went to the base of Midish, and they hold Yechai the Korbin. Vuaymi says, no, learn it's me, so I did not become Tomei Potter. Because it's an Eidech. Yochel, I would have thought to say, even if two Eidim said he became Tommy, and he says no, that we also say we believe in Mispatom. On this, Omer Meir May says back, no, Kalvachoyma. If you, Shnaim Lemis, if two Eidim have a right to say, did a chet is chayv misa, chamura, a strict punishment, loyivuyulu de korban akal, isn't it for sure that they want to bring him to a simple punishment of korban akal? That's what May is sure to say, that Lemaisa, he's chayv. That no, even though two Eidim said you became Tomei, and you tell us you're not Tomei, we believe you. Because the person is Neman, Yoisim Meish. If so, Shramim, this should be a good proof that Tamayat Rabbah wants to reason the Rabbonim, Meshum Diyamri, Odom Neman Latzma Yoisim Meish. Yet the Stam is more that Bonan hold, that negate the Kapora, a person is Neman upon himself, more than two Eidim. So we can see that shot in the Rabbonin that negate to Kapori, you're not going to lie. Like in the eyes of Hashem to say that really you need a Kapori, and you're going to say, no, we're not going to afraid you're going to lie. So we believe you. So if even by a Tumah Chadosha then, a new Tumah of today, you should also be named with to say that you're not Tumah. So Mer says back, no. Omer Rabbami says, the Eilim really, I tell you, time with the Rabbi, you know what the reason the Rabbonin really is why we believe you more than two Eidim, Vishum Dermina Migo. Only because we could given an answer, what you mean to say, amigo like. This is what it means to say. That mitoich shim roitza loyma. Loyamarati bitumosoi. Since if you wanted to, you could have said that you're not still Tomei, meaning to say that you went to the mikveh already, and then you'll be part of it going in today. Hilkar, therefore, Adam nemalat from Yesen Meish. That's all the Brisa means to say. That the reason why the Rabbanim say we believe him is because we explain his words. That when he says, not that he's disagreeing completely with the Tuedim, he only means to say that I'm still not Tomei, meaning to say that I went to the mikveh. For the Morihochi, if so, Hainu Chelub, it's the same Malacha than Chelub. The Mishnah says this for us in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says also, that Chom say we believe him, because if the person wanted, we could have said, Lo Yachalti Bishoyg Yelub Amazid. So then what do you have to say a case of Tumu for? It says the case we're in the Mishnah of Chelub. So Mor says, no, Mother Thaym, I would have thought to say, when the two Eidim say you ate Chalif, and you say in the Mishnah Lo Yechalti, over there we believe you to Kometaretz Diburei. We believe to explain your words, what you meant to say was Lo Yechalti Shoigeg, I did not eat the Chalif B'Shoigeg, Elo B'Mezid, B'Yedah B'Mezid. Therefore it's not really disagreeing with the Eidim, therefore he's Chayiv, therefore he's part of a Korban. Avon it Tmeis, but with two Eidim said you became Tomei. He says, no, I'm not Tomei. Maybe here we don't explain your words. Because it's mashma that you're arguing completely. That's mashma that you're saying you are not Tomei at all. So that's against the way that we shouldn't believe you at all. Kamash, that's the chiddush of the Braisa. No, Kamash Malon, that Hochinami by Netzmeis also we say the same svara. That lo yomarit bitumosti, what the person meant to say is, I still did not stay bitumosti, that's all, avul tovalti, but I went to the mikvah. So if that's the chiddush of the Braisa here, but it could be in both cases, the reason the Rabbanan is not stam, we believe you more than to aid him, but we have a right to explain your words. Metaris Deburah, you're not going to disagree with the Edim. You're just going to explain yourself. That's why we believe you. So we have no proof. Toshma coming here. Vidash Naposik says, Visvadam, that if he admits, then he's Chayiv a Korbin. So Vidash this Moide Bidvorim Chayiv. Ein Moide Bidvorim Potter. That if you admit your Chayiv, if not, not admit your Potter. So Rashi is talking about. Rashi Oshram, Ashechoto Leh Gabitumas Migdish Ksibbe Veikra. When you go into the Beis Midrash when you're Tomei, so it says, Visvad, if you admit that you went in, then you have to bring a Korban. So we dash in Moid, if you admit to them, Yechai the Korban. If you do not admit, you're part of a Korban. Omulei, Eidechon Etmeis, if one Eid said that you're Tomei, Vuaymi says back, Lein Etmeis is Potter, you're part of a Korban, you're allowed to disagree with an Eidechot. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Afilu Shnayim, Machishin, even if two Edim say you became Tommy, went to the Beis Migdish, and he's Machash, he disagrees and says, no, I was not Tommy. Maybe also he's Potter for the Korbin. On this, Omer Rav Meir, or Meir Sheet, there is no Omer Rav Meir. Emeviyu Shnein Lodei Misa Chamura. If two Edim I believe so strong to bring Lodei Misa Chamura, Lo Yiviyu Lodei Korbin Akal. Isn't it a sword to say for sure that Yichai the Korbin? That's what Meir Sfarik says all over in the Mishnah, that you're not never to disagree against two Edom. Two Edom are believed more than you. They're never to say you waited for Shoghi, you have a key to bring a Korban. Reb Yudah says no. Reb Yudah Aymer, Neman Odom Alatzma Yoysim Meish. A person is Neman upon himself more than 100 people. Says Mash McClure, Reb Yudah Oldstam, Negei to Kapor, at least, you're Neman upon yourself more than two Edom, we believe you. Not because of Amigu, Stam, we believe you. But now it says, Umoidin Chachom Reb Yudah, the Chom now agreed to Reb Yudah, Bechalovin, Uvibiyas Migdash. In the case where two Edom said you ate Chalev, and you say no, you did not eat Chalev, we believe you. Who then Bias Migdash? Two Edom said you were Tom and you went to the base of Migdash, and you say no, you were not Tom, so there we believe you. Avo Betuma Loimoidale, but Stam Nogayet if you're still Tom, Lamoshle if you touch Tyrus. Do you make the Tyrus Tommy or not? That we don't believe you. That's what the Chum hold. Mashma, that you're not Stam Neman against two Edim. You only believe Negeya to Kapora as Metasim and Deburei. So therefore, just Stam, if you're Tommy or not, if you touch Hulin, or you touch Tyrus as a Tommy or not, there we did not believe you. We believe the two Edim to say that the Tyrus is like a Tommy. So like this, Avbatumma Loi Moidele. So now, but my asking, what are we talking about over here? What's John Lee's Chum over here? Name if you want to tell me. Bitumah Yishona. We're talking about a